Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sua Cravens, about to start his second season with the Redskins, penciled in as a starter, as a 22-year-old, a second-round pick last year. Major investment into a high-upside defensive talent. And a building block on this team says he wants to retire. We're getting your thoughts at 800-636-1067. Kirk Cousins is on the show at 11. Chris is in Hyattsville. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. I agree with your sentiment that Cravens is being incredibly unprofessional to quit just before the season starts. But, Danny, you know, I know that you have been burned by this team for its incompetence over the last two decades. But I think in some ways that colors your judgment for any and all. Well, just because any time that there's some kind of adversity with the team, you automatically tend to blame the organization for their failures.
Yeah, there's definitely a default button where you go drama at Redskins Park. The Redskins are involved. And the assumption is they did something wrong, right? Is that what you're saying, Chris?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I'm thinking, like, you know, other NFL teams go through this all the time where players do things that are unpredictable. And they have the benefit, like the Patriots, the Seahawks.
Well, sure, yeah, the Patriots had Aaron Hernandez and survived. Yeah, so
right. They have the benefit of the doubt. I'm just trying to let you – I mean, I want you to do some introspection and think, like, not every time there's some kind of – situation at Redskins Park is the result of poor management, but they don't necessarily deserve the benefit of the doubt. But
Chris, it's a fair criticism, and I appreciate it, and it's actually good food for thought. So here's my response to that. There is a backdrop, and what I've argued for months is that this entire season is about everybody that's still at Redskins Park telling you they know better. They fired Scott McLuhan, and that's maybe it may have been the right thing. I don't know. We don't know because they won't tell us exactly what it was. They leaked something to the Washington Post anonymously about what happened, but we'll never know. They promoted from within. There were no outside hires. This was not, let's go search far and wide for a great defensive coordinator. Nope, the linebackers coach down the hall, he knows best. This was not a, let's go find the best GM on the market. Doug Williams is the best guy. We're going to promote everybody from within. They've been telling us that they know better. So here's your backdrop. You want all the benefit of the doubt for the two best back-to-back seasons that you've had in 20-plus years. You want all the credit? Well, you need the blame, too. You need the blame, too. And the blame here is you didn't properly vet a guy that you invested a starter pick in. A second-round pick is a starter. Maybe not your Pro Bowler, typically, but a guy that's going to be part of the furniture for years. Sixth-rounders, seventh-rounders, they come and go, whatever.
That's a McLuhan pick, too.
Well, I know that. But my point is that you just told us that you don't need Scott McLuhan, that you guys are the brain trust, that you're the geniuses. Well, you're also the people that are at fault here. So the reason I bring it up is to say, if this was just all things equal and this was a Pittsburgh Steeler machine where, oh, my God, how did you not know Martavius Bryant was going to smoke pot and have to miss some time? Or how could you botch this Le'Veon Bell thing? Well, you're consistently good. You earned the benefit of the doubt.
In other words,
consistently have chaos and now you're telling us that you're smarter than everybody.
If you're going to say that Mac Jones, who stinks, is Scott McLuhan's guy and he ran the draft, well, then Sua Cravens, you have to take some credit. You see what I'm saying? When something like this happens. To that point, though. Here's where we'll disagree. I think that this is just a rogue agent, so to speak. I mean, there are 53 guys. You can't control them all. I view this the same way I view a guy getting arrested when he goes home at night. You can't keep a guy from getting a DUI. You can't keep a guy from hitting his girlfriend. You have to hope that you have good people and the right people in your building. But you can't keep a guy from showing up at the park one day and saying, I'm going to retire.
Mm-hmm.
You can't babysit 53 guys. I don't necessarily blame the team for this. If you want to go back to the draft and say you didn't do enough due diligence to know.
And that's what I blame.
Okay, that's fine. But I don't know that if you'd have talked to Sua Cravens the day he was drafted, he'd have said, yeah, there's a chance I'll retire in the next 2 years. I think life happens. I think maybe his mind has changed. I think whether it's the injuries or whatever's going on mentally for him, he could have thought differently 2 weeks ago, let alone 2 years ago.
Which is totally fair. And so I want to make this clear. I'm not blaming the Redskins for how they're handling this now or being surprised by...
But you're blaming them for not knowing this guy was a wild child, basically.
He's
a wild card.
I need you to know in advance that the guy left USC.
I don't think you can always know in advance.
But fair. He may have had some sort of a hidden dark thing. The fact that a reporter was able to find out tells me that that's the NFL...
A reporter found out way after the fact.
The team should have found out way before the reporter, because the team is hiring private investigators.
They found out last year. No one found out this until this weekend.
Yeah, I must not be making my point. Otherwise, you'd just be nodding in agreement and slow clapping at how correct I am. The NFL team that's investing a pick in somebody does all this due diligence that we always hear so much about. Think about when Mike Rizzo goes, we know these guys inside and out better than they know themselves. And they love talking about how much work they put in. If you put in all the work and you had no idea he left USC for 3 days, and this could one day be a problem that he doesn't love football, oh my God,
but
you
I'm
have
saying,
failed.
Okay, that's true. But I'm saying this could completely be a new thing. Like this could be, I mean, again, I'm very happy in my life, having a good time. A year ago, I started having terrible anxiety. Started thinking, I need to get out of radio. For like 3 days, in the last calendar year, I said, I can't do this anymore. And it wasn't even my job. I wasn't thinking clearly. I was like, I got to do something else. I got to make a life change. I was crazy. I don't know what to tell you. So I went and I got anxiety medication, and now I'm functioning a little bit better than I used to.
Now,
your mind can change.
Had you left your job at XM for 3 days and went AWOL, and then our boss didn't know about it, then I'd go, hey, boss, you probably screwed this up. Something that comes out of nowhere comes out of nowhere. Something that you are supposed to know as a team that's investing years and a position and a roster spot and dollars into a person to develop and work with. You could have taken thousands of other people, but you chose him. You didn't know that this might come up. At one point, you cannot be blindsided. We can, because we don't have all the information.
Yeah.
The fact that they didn't either is a failure.
Maybe. I you go harder than I do. I think it's really an inexact science. Let's go to Tom in Manassas. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. What's up, man?
What's up?
Great way to start the year, you know. But
yeah. Hey, Eagles in 5 days.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, he's, you know, I'm not mad at him. He's a 22-year-old. Reminds me of the kid who goes to work for the family business and doesn't want to do it. So I hope he finds his zen place. I'm not going to speculate on his mental well-being. But what I can tell you is that's not the right way to quit a job or the timing of it all.
Agreed.
You know, I come from this school of, you know, for a regular job, it's 2 weeks. But if he really wants to get out of it and go find his zen, hey, man up, finish the year, and go, hey, I'm done.
I agree with that part of it. And that's the one thing I will take umbrage with, is it's not fair to the guys that got cut the day before that and that day. It's not fair to the team by any means. You got to do better than just blindsiding them literally hours after they release their 53-man roster via press release. Josh in Beltsville, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys, I really like this conversation. I think more of us grown men should have these, you know, introspective type conversations, even when it's regarding sports.
Mm-hmm.
And Grant, thanks a lot for being open, man, about your anxiety, man. That really helps.
Actually. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you. Well, I just think that, you know, he definitely has some underlying philosophical reasons as to why he wants to do other things. I think we all hit those places in life where we just do checks on ourselves and want to kind of figure out what's the best move for us. But I think the way he's going about doing it, I think it's a little entitled. He's gone all these years and playing a sport where, you know, he's kind of been the man, you know, he's sold himself. He said the right things to get to the next level, So to say that he's too, I'm not saying you guys are saying it, but to say that he's too mentally inept to be accountable, that's definitely false. So that's why I fall on Danny's side on it. So absolutely, if he can talk to somebody and really be mature about it, because he kind of sounds like a baby, kind of sounds immature, but I think the underlying thing is definitely something introspective that he needs to deal with before he moves further.
I think it's a smart
Thanks, man.
Call.
Good call.
I really do. And we'll be taking more calls on this today. It's now obviously a serious conversation outside of football, and
of
from
course.
A Redskins perspective, it's a game changer for them. This is a several-year asset that they're banking on that may not be here anymore, Danny.
It's a big
Let
deal,
alone
man.
This weekend. Now, he's not there against the Eagles, which you were planning on that being the case. Kirk Cousins joins us after every Redskins game every Monday, because it was Labor Day yesterday. installment one of 17 with him this regular season. Next, live, 11 o'clock, right here on The Fan.
Guys, Danny Ruye here. You got to listen to this. Listen up. If you like fantasy sports, if you like daily fantasy sports, I got something brand spanking new for you. I played year-long fantasy forever. And now I play daily fantasy, just like all the rest of you guys, right? There is a new frontier that has combined the best of both worlds. It's outstanding. You've got to try Draft. Playdraft.com is the website. Check it out. What's the best thing about year-long fantasy? The draft, right? We got one tonight for the Grant and Danny League. Drafting players is the best part. What's the best part about daily fantasy? You're not subject to the same team the whole year, right? You can change up every week. Playdraft.com, they combine both those things. You draft every week. You know who's going to have a good week one? Le'Veon Bell against Cleveland. You know what the problem is in daily fantasy? Everybody's going to take Le'Veon Bell. Not at Playdraft.com. You get him. Nobody else does because you're drafting your team every week. And here's the best part. It's for cold hard cash, baby. You got to do it. Go to Playdraft.com. There's your website. Or look up Draft in the App Store. Download it. Sign up. It is easy. And right now with my promo code 1067 Danny, that's 1067 Danny, you get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you got to use that promo code 1067 Danny. Give it a shot. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. I've been playing with it for over a week. I've done a dozen drafts. It is addicting and awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.